To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
You know, I'm so okay with that.
It's,
you know, I don't know how I could be more okay with that.
And I'm excited because today we're going to show what we know about a little bit more than just Disney parks. We're getting into all the Disney fandoms that we have. So hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
My name is Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMouseWifeWDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com. And you can find me on all socials at NoGuiltLife. All right, so today we had some wonderful news earlier this week. We geeked out over it. We got excited over it. We think you probably did too, based on the chatter that we saw online. But we are here to bring you our 23 top D23 Expo predictions based on the schedule that was just released earlier this week. Now, if you're not going to D23 Expo, if you don't know what it is, we are going to put Jane on the hot seat and ask her to describe it because she's the only one that hasn't been. You're the only one that hasn't been. So what do you think it is?
What is your prediction for what D23 will be like?
I'd like to drop this class, please.
Fail. You've passed that that time frame. Sorry, we're keeping your money, and you're going to get an F if you don't answer this. So,
it is a convention for Disney-minded nerds who want to hear everything about all aspects of the company. So, entertainment, parks, everything you can think of. What's coming? What does the future of the company look like? That's pretty much it. But also like merchandise and like cool outfits and like fun times and also an excuse to go to Disneyland. And then like you may or may not get to see some celebrities, but like also you could like geek out overseeing executives if that's your thing. Teresa, I know you and me, that's our thing. And maybe some Imagineers, but like just everything. I think I nailed it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like the only thing I will say is you said about stuff in the future, but Teresa is our resident living in the past girl. And so she likes to do all of the panels and experiences that talk about like old school Disney stuff. And that happens every year. There's always something or somebody, you know, from back in the day who comes in and shares their experiences with the class.
And, yes. The Disney archives. Yeah. Yes. I'll say the Disney archives usually do have a big presence, whether that's doing something on the exhibition floor or having panels. I think it's usually like a Disney archives stage. So yeah. So as much as they do a lot of information and panels and exciting news looking forward, if you are somebody who's just interested in Disney history, both in terms of like the films or the parks, it's just there's a little bit something for everybody, regardless of what direction your Disney fandom goes into.
Now, this is an actual in-life real convention thing that's happening. The first one since 2019. Usually D23 Expo is held every other year. So it was scheduled for 2021. Obviously, for pandemic reasons, that was not happening. But it is scheduled now for 2022. It starts on September 9th. It's happening in Anaheim, California. There are still tickets. So if you're listening to this and something we say or you think, you know what, I would like to be around those people. I would like to go to Disneyland after this. I would like to go and have that experience. Listen. There are still tickets available, I think, for Sunday and Friday. Saturday is sold out, but those other 2 days are full of amazing awesomeness. So consider it. Think about it. Come take a trip. The three of us all have our plans to go to D23 Expo. Teresa and I have been a couple of times between us before. This will be Jane's first trip, and we are excited about it. And we're so excited that they sent out this information, which then kind of got our minds spinning as far as what we might hear at these big panels. So this is D23 Expo predictions, and I say 23 of them, but 23-ish, you know us. A, we can't count. We don't do well with maths. But also, I have a feeling we might like go over the number in some ways, and then maybe we go under someplace else. Who knows? We each have a list, and I don't know what's on everybody's list. So we don't know exactly how far off the 23 goal path we're going. But we did give it that title because we were trying to force ourselves like to edit this down a little bit so this doesn't go on forever and ever.
Yeah, so full transparency, prior to this, I was telling Patty and Jane last night, I was like, I've got 3 pages worth of things. And so Patty messaged this morning. She's like, okay, condense it. Find ways to group things together. So I am absolutely the ish in the 23-ish.
Yes, Teresa is the ish. So, all right, so we're going to start this off, and we're just going to go in chronological order as to like what's happening and what that is. Teresa and I might also throw in some of our experiences at previous panels might have been and how cool they were, because, guys, this is like our Super Bowl. I don't even know if I can say that without getting sued. So this is like our big game. Let's just say that. We really love this experience. It's a lot of crazy people. It's a lot of crazy fans. You never know who you're going to see walking on the floor, on the expo floor, or running into at the parks later, because that has happened as well. All right. Anyway, you guys know about the blue sweater, right? Everybody remembers my blue sweater story. We don't need to rehash blue sweater, but
Have a whole podcast called Chris Evans and His Blue Sweater.
Back. If you want more D23 content, go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So this first one, Friday morning, the first big panel that is going to kick off is, as always, the Disney Legends Awards ceremony. This ceremony honors visionaries, artists, actors, actresses, newscasters, like everybody that's been tied with, the Walt Disney Company over the years. I don't know exactly how they determine each year who gets chosen or what the criteria are, but when I have gone, I've seen Johnny Depp, I've seen Susan Lucci, James Earl Jones, Robert Downey Jr., Ming-Na Wen, my girl. I love her so much. They've all been inducted in recent years. So we're going to start here and throw out predictions. Jane, do you want to go first? Who do you think could be on our Disney Legends list this year?
I mean, I feel a lot of pressure, but I also kind of feel like I'm playing a little bingo with you guys and what you might suggest. So, but I am going to start with, and this is one of my like very serious picks. I tried to go back through the list of who's already been named a legend before, and I think I got far enough back where he was not on it, but John Ratzenberger. Not a Disney legend?
That's a really good pick.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's a good pick, Disney. So if you're still looking at culling your list, I could see John. He's the Pixar legend, right? He's in every single one.
Everyone that he can be. So so that's my kicking it off with one of my super serious picks. Yes.
Okay. All right. Teresa, who do you have?
So I will stay in line with the voice acting category. There are two women who were in a number of Disney animated films in the 50s and 60s who are not Disney legends, and I think they absolutely should be. Mm-hmm. So I am going with Verna Felton and Eleanor Audley. And if you don't know their names, you definitely know their voices. So Verna Felton, she was in 6 animated features with Disney, including voicing the fairy godmother in Cinderella, the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, and Flora from Sleeping Beauty. And Eleanor Audley, you hear all the time. She voiced Lady Tremaine in Cinderella, Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty, and she is the voice of Madame Leota in The Haunted Mansion. These are two, like, I feel so strongly they are absolutely deserving of being at Disney Legends, and I'm really crossing my fingers, hoping this is their year.
I like that.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Like, I don't know the reasonings or exactly what the criteria are, but I could definitely see both of those ladies obviously being very deserving and should be in there. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Mine, I think it's maybe too soon to put them as a legend status, but I'm just going to throw this out there as someday, some way, I hope to see Zach and Vanessa. getting inducted together the same year. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens from my High School Musical, the originals. I just think that both of these have gone on, both of these, you know, actors have gone on to do some amazing work. They're still young. I know that. So maybe it's too young to meet the requirements, but hey, look, Kenny Ortega got inducted last time. So I'm pulling that someday Zac Efron will be on that stage.
Did not have that on my bingo.
No, that was not on my list. However, I'll say it's not, I think, the age thing. I know we were talking right beforehand. I think when I was looking at the list of legends, the one that threw me off so much was last time Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. And this is not a comment on all of her work, but I think they look at it in terms, historically, it's been, you know, your contributions to Disney. And I know her, I see hers as being slightly more limited just because of the, you know, more of her work has been outside of Disney than with Disney. So I think her getting it last time has kind of, I think, opened the door a little bit more for people who maybe have had like prolific careers outside of just their Disney work.
Her being on the list opened the door for me to add the Kardashians.
Oh, could you imagine Courtney's head if she,
I mean, she is the ultimate adult. And yeah, like I was like, you know what, Teresa, you're right. I was like, because Christina Aguilera is on there, and that it threw me as well, because I'd never really looked at the list. Like, I knew a couple people off the top of my head, mostly, you know, like Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Depp, things like that. But I was like, yeah, and you know what, the Kardashians are Disney now, so like, I'm pulling hope.
Listen, I know that that will get, I know this is controversial, okay, and you guys, first of all, we're totally going to go on a tangent here, I'm so sorry, but we got to talk about the Kardashians.
Okay. You're welcome.
Do we have to talk about this?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Okay, so listen. I have always been anti-Kardashian. I'll straight up admit it. I have not gotten them. I've not understood. I have not anything. So when the new series came out, I decided, because my good friend Jane loves them so much and I love her and I wanted to be able to have conversations with her and, you know, bond with her. Not really, but really it was more just, I know I'm going to hear about it. And at least this way I understand what she's talking about if I go ahead and watch it.
Wait, no. Let's start with the fact that you're obsessed with Kim and Pete.
Oh, well, yes, I've always been obsessed with Kim and Pete. Like, that was an immediate obsession. I mean, I held up the sign at the marathon weekend with Kim and Pete on it because I was like, I love these two so much. They're going to make it, y'all. They're going to make it. Okay, so yes, it did. There was the Kim and Pete of it all that like sucked me in. But I started watching the Kardashians. And let me just tell you, folks, like anybody that's listening to this and rolling their eyes and saying they're like vapid and they're idiots and blah, 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 I got to say, there's a lot you cannot like about the Kardashians, but there is some things that you've got to respect about what this family has done. And I would absolutely have to make that nod with you. If you're looking from a, you know, a ABC standpoint, now that they're on Hulu and whatever, that and in the Disney fold, that could this be a huge impact? Absolutely, it could be. And so we'll have to see how this goes and where it goes and if it goes. But for anybody that doesn't realize it, I had to learn the names of all the K's because I didn't know any of them. But Courtney is a true Disney adult. Like, she really does love Disney. So that's why immediately I was like, oh, what
a wonder redeeming quality.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to turn this into a Kardashian podcast. But anyway, that's interesting. I am interested in this. I'm interested in that possibility. Maybe we should start like an online petition for this.
No, listen, 9 episodes does not a legend make.
No, right? It doesn't. So, like, I'm aware. We got some time.
Like, yes, but but they are going to sit on my list for years now.
Okay. All right. Fair. All right. Anybody else that you want to throw out there as possible legends? I know you've got a list, Teresa. Go ahead and rattle it off.
Yes. This is one that I think of the ones on my list has the best chance. So I'm going Kevin Rafferty for Imagineering. He retired last year after over 40 years at Disney. And so I think the time is right for him to get this award. And he's just made so many contributions within Imagineering. I think it's really impressive that he started off as a dishwasher at Disneyland and worked his way up through the company. He worked on Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Test Track, PhilharMagic. He wrote some of the songs for Sunny Eclipse, and he was the lead Imagineer for Cars Land and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So I think of like the ones on my list, I think just because of his retirement, the way that he's had so many positions within the company, but primarily with Imagineering, he's the one that I think is like has the best chance of getting it this year.
Similarly, I had George Kalogridis, who is also retiring and has been at Disney World for 50 years. He was on my list for the same reasons. I was like, if we're going to pick a, you know, somebody within the company, I definitely think, George is worthy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised about that one either. I think that's another really likely pick.
Okay. From the entertainment standpoint, if it's going to be this year or in the next couple of years, I also predict John Stamos is going to end up at Disney Legend. I mean, Avi. I think Yvette Nicole Brown will eventually end up there. And I tell you what, she is the hardest working woman in Hollywood. And she absolutely loves Disney. And she's been doing a lot through Disney, especially over like the last 3-4 years, like really, they've been using her in a lot of things, which I just love to see it all. And then also, you know, it's coming, Chris Evans. Chris Evans will be a Disney legend. We all know Chris Evans is going to be a Disney legend. There's nobody that loves everything about Disney parks and Disney movies and just, you know, being part of hashtag all of it than this guy. So, you know what? Hey, all I ask is that when he shows up on stage, he please wear blue. And
this lady.
Look, that blue sweater, man. It's so good. It's so good.
But like, if he doesn't have a blue sweater, can he still come anyway? Because like, I would take him in whatever sweater he's wearing. You know what? No sweater is just fine.
No sweater. Oh, God. Ouch. Yes, if he doesn't show up in the blue sweater, I won't be mad, but I would just prefer it. And I'd also really take it as a personal favor, Chris, when you give your speech, if you would let some of that Boston come out, because that's hot. It's like really hot.
Well, and I'll say along those lines, the other one that I'm like, I am like torn. I think there's a chance I would say Chadwick Boseman, even though he might not have had as much time with Disney as some of the other actors. I think Chadwick Boseman, just because the Black Panther character was, you know, so impactful and meant so much to so many people.
It did.
I think
it did.
Chadwick Boseman is a good chance, if not this year, in the future.
Yep, I agree with you. I like it. I like it. All right.
And then wait, can I just quickly add on just a couple that I had?
One. Do we need a whole episode just on the Disney legends?
Yes. Listen, you asked me to do homework, right? Yes. You asked me to do homework. I woke up to do my homework and I did my homework. I don't think we're ready yet, but Kevin Feige. Like, he's not on the list.
Obviously. Like,
Kevin Feige. I would really like all the Spider-Mans because all the Spider-Mans.
That's challenging because not all the Spider-Mans are Disney. Okay, fine. I am not. Go free. We're predicting anything you want. Go ahead.
Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because Tim Allen is.
Yep.
Correct. So, and I went back because I was like, how are we waiting so long? So Tom Hanks and Lin-Manuel.
Oh, Lin-Manuel is also on my, like, I don't know about yet, but I definitely think he will be in the future. Same thing with Ron and John. So Ron Clements and John Musker. I think there's not having it just yet might be more of a political decision. So they're the directors of most of the Disney films you love, but they're doing a film right now for Warner Animation. So I don't know if they will get it this year, just out of the fact that they are doing a film for another studio. But the Ron and John not having it really surprised me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right. Well, there you go. We've just filled up the slate for D23 Expo.
For the next few years.
Yeah, it's good. So we're set.
So Disney, if you're listening and you'd like us to run that panel for you, we've got this covered.
Let us know. Just let us know. All right. So then later on Friday afternoon, this one fascinated me. So listen up. At 3:30, there's going to be the Disney Live Action, Pixar Animation Studios, and Walt Disney Animation Studios. That's the name of the panel or every studio that they're lumping into this. Now, this is different than what they did, you know, years ago. Years ago, we had Live Action and we had Animation. Those were the two big panels. Well, now they're breaking things out a little bit more. Now, what I say that this is interesting is because looking at the rest of the schedules, I was curious if we were going to officially or how they're going to use 20th Century Studios, the Fox acquisition, right? This would be the year that maybe they were also mentioned, but they weren't mentioned specifically in this list when they came out and said who's all going to be talking, what we're going to talk about during this panel. So while that's not literally a prediction, that's just a question mark, is 20th Century Studios always going to be completely separate, or is that something that they're going to slowly slide into some of these big fan events? Because I'm seeing a lot of the same promotion for those projects through just the emails that I get and such from the PR folks. And I know they're sharing a PR list, is I guess what I'm saying. So I don't know at what point that will be included or not. But anyway, that was my thought process was Friday afternoon. We don't have any mention of that. My really only prediction I have is obviously we're going to get more information about future Pixar things that are coming up because they take a couple of years to get them together. And the only one I think that we know about new that's coming out outside of Lightyear, which is coming out next weekend, is Elemental. And so some information, maybe some clips for that to get us interested and excited because that's one that they're working on right now. So other than that, what should happen, what typically happens with Pixar is they do two movies in one year, then the next year they do one movie, and then they do two movies the next year and then one movie. And so we just had two movies this year with Lightyear and Turning Red. So I am guessing Elemental will be the only thing that gets, solidified for 2023, but then maybe they'll announce the two that they plan to come out for 2024. And I have zero guesses as to what that could look like.
I also had, I think we'll get some cast announcements and character images for Elemental because that's coming out in June 2023. So I absolutely think we'll get that. I think in terms of more information about a film, right now there's an untitled Walt Disney Animation Studios film for November 2023. So I think we're going to get the title and the synopsis. I think we'll find out, is it going to be just a, more broad Walt Disney Animation Studios film? Are we getting another princess? I think we'll kind of firm up what that looks like. And I am hoping, this is my long shot pick of what might happen in that panel. I'm hoping that Cassie Steele will get cast in something. So if you don't know, Cassie Steele was originally supposed to be the voice of Raya. They announced her at the last D23 Expo, and I got super excited because I'm a huge Degrassi fan. She is Manny Santos, which is one of the most iconic characters in Degrassi of all time. So I remember when they announced her name, I screamed. I was so excited, and everybody was like looking over, like, what is happening over here? But I was like, my girl Manny Santos. So I'm really hoping, and they eventually, over time, they recast as like the story got changed, and they thought that Kelly Marie Tran's personality and voice kind of fit the character a little better. So I'm hoping, justice for Cassie Steele, she will get cast in a new project with Disney.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Jane, do you have anything for those predictions or interests or what you would like to see?
I have no predictions about that. As we've discussed, my very limited entertainment is focused mostly on reality. But I love to see what the movies are that come out. Ooh, so
what if I'm really excited. Animated Kardashians.
I mean, that's a little weird, to be honest, because then they like borderline Bratz dolls and
right. No, it totally like, would be weird.
It's like the Kim app, whatever, the Kim emojis or whatever it is. Yeah, they weird me out.
All right. So we do have a stopping point when it comes to Kardashians. That's good to know. We can't cross that line. Okay, good.
So I was looking at the other slate of things that we know are coming out and work, like films and things that are in production or post-production. So I think we'll get clips or trailers for a few things. So the live action Snow White, they have been filming for the last few months.
Yeah, for sure.
The live action Little Mermaid has also been filming, and I think they have either wrapped filming or they're close to it. So I think we'll definitely get some clips or trailers for those. The The one that I'm kind of curious and a little afraid of is the live action Lilo and Stitch movie. It's in production, or it's been rumored to be in production, and I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but there is it's a fan-made, it is not real, but there is this image that's gone around for the past few years of what, like, the live-action Stitch might look like, and it's terrifying. So my thought is that if they're still moving forward with that, we might actually see what the live-action Stitch will look like, and I'm thinking they'll probably go more the route of Sonic, how that movie kind of went out, where it's like the CGI and it looks, you know, after they redid it, it looks a little better. But so I think we'll possibly see what the live action Stitch looks like.
All right. Well, Stitch is not my guy. However, if they come out with an ugly Stitch first and then.
Right. And then they'll redo it. Yes. I think we'll get, maybe they'll do that. They'll lean into it and be like, here's the original Stitch and give him like creepy teeth, and then they'll do it. But here's what we decided on.
Oh my.
And Ugly Sonic was in the Chippendale Rescue Rangers movie.
He was the hit of the Chippendale Rescue movie. It was crazy. Which, by the way, y'all, if you have not watched that movie, it's cute. So you do not have to be a child of the 90s to enjoy it. Even I enjoyed it. And but there's so much pop culture. Like, this, it's fairly kid friendly, but it's not for kids. Like, it was made for the adults because there's so much good stuff in there. All right. So now we're moving on to Saturday. Saturday is also the day that most of the cosplayers come out in like their big costumes. And it's just so much to see and do on Saturday. But at 10 a.m., the big one that they've put together now, this is the first time that we've seen this. It's going to be Marvel Studios and Lucasfilm. They are getting one panel, one of the big panels, just for the two of them to share. And I'm low-key geeking out about this because I know there's a lot of people that have superhero fatigue and they're not happy with where Star Wars is or anything like that. But this is where we're going to learn more and more about the future and where Feige is taking us and where Kathleen Kennedy wants us to go into these beloved stories. And so this is my panel. This is my number one panel that I want to be in. This, since it's a new panel in theory, but to give you an idea, when we went to the live action panels in the past, like the entire, pretty much the entire cast, I think minus Chris Evans, but literally almost everybody else was on stage for Infinity War. And it was wild, like just Avenger after Avenger after Avenger. And then, I mean, they all just came pouring out on stage, and then we got to see Robert Downey Jr. It was big. It was a big deal.
Can we go back to that?
Well, yeah, you've missed that, unfortunately, but it was so cool. So I'm going to guess, you know, with Marvel Studios and Lucasfilms, we are obviously going to get some additional information of stuff that are rumored out there that are going on. Now, here's the catch. We haven't mentioned Disney Plus Day, but we got to throw this in there. Disney Plus Day is not D23 Expo related, but it's adjacent, I guess, because a lot of this stuff that we know is coming out with Marvel and Star Wars, they're putting on Disney Plus, right? So Disney Plus Day is happening September the 8th, the day before Expo starts. So Disney Plus Day is going to be an all-day thing where they're dropping trailers and they're giving us information and they're telling us what's coming to the platform, what's coming to Disney Plus, like all day long. It's going to have a lot of really cool information and cool stuff coming out. So you're going to want to check that out. But my guess is that they're going to announce some things on Disney Plus Day, and then we get the expanded trailers or the expanded sneak peeks at Expo, or they're going to announce some things on Disney Plus Day, but they're going to hold back some more deep cuts for us at the Marvel and Lucasfilms. What I'm kind of thinking from a Marvel perspective is we might see something on the Thunderbolts.
I have a big prediction for Thunderbolts.
Okay. So this is like a villain Avengers group, right?
It's like Marvel's version of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully just not nearly as like bloody and gross, because I can't with the Suicide Squad. They're too much, even though Pete Davidson, see, it all comes back to Pete. Pete was in the Suicide Squad. Anywho, all right. So I'm thinking then Thunderbolts will probably get announced. I also hope, because I can follow the dots and the connections, or at least I hope I'm following the dots and the connections that Mr. Feige is dropping down for me. I'm hoping that we finally get a Young Avengers series or movie announced. I'll take either one. There's so many characters though that could be in this. Maybe a three movie, you know, arc. I don't know. There's a lot we could do with this, but Young Avengers is definitely, the seeds have been planted for that with all these shows. So that's my hope, is that we're going to get that official to come out. I still want a Hawkeye season 2. Hopefully we either get that on Disney Plus Day or they announce it there with some more Kate Bishop, because she's awesome.
I co-sign that.
Right. I'm hoping that we see sneak peeks of Loki season 2. And please, oh, please, oh, please bring me Tom Hiddleston. I would love to be in the room with him. That would be amazing.
But what should he wear?
Anything green. Mr. Hiddleston looks the best in green. So then there's a whole bunch of other things. There's Secret Invasion, Echo. Maybe we get a sneak of Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday. And side note, Jane, what did you say as soon as we got off cosplay?
This is what I was saving for the other panel.
Okay, well, I've already opened the door, so go ahead and jump in on this one. What do you think is, as soon as we got off of Guardians, Jane looked at me and she said.
So one of the things we never get out here in Disney World is we never get the cool overlays that Disneyland gets. And Guardians of the Galaxy, the Cosmic Rewind ride, is super easy to do an overlay.
Well, and easy. Like, we're all over here doing air quotes, like we're Imagineers, yeah, sure, and we know like, that it's easy.
Correct. But it is not, like, it's not intense where, like, you have to close the Haunted Mansion and insert, you know, new animatronics or move things around or completely fully decorate, or, like, it would just be, it's just a simpler installation.
I think so too.
And a little bit of a change of story. And I was like, it would be really great because they have the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special coming out. And how easy would it be to plop in a holiday overlay version of this Cosmic Rewind, and you know, get one of six beautiful holiday songs that we can all try to save the galaxy to, and I don't know, chase Santa down or however they're going to do it to like tie it all in. But if they're not doing that, Disney, you need to be doing that. Because it's amazing.
We're going to demand it, right? We're going to be out there picketing and going, where is the overlay? So that's just a little side note. I think we could go there with that. I also think we got this new character in America Chavez, in Doctor Strange. And I feel like if they're going to, you know, like introduce her to us on the big screen, something more is coming with America. So my guess is we're also going to maybe have another show. I don't know. But anyway, those are my exciting thoughts and predictions on Marvel specifically. Teresa, do you have anything Marvel related that you want to expand on?
I do. Yes. And so I want to add in, because like I said, we're saying these for D23. You know, Patty mentioned Disney Plus Day is the day before. So I think some things will get announced on Disney Plus Day. Some things will get announced during D23. The other thing to remember is San Diego Comic-Con is in July. Now, because of the fact that Marvel and Lucasfilm are doing one large panel together, there are definitely rumors swirling now that Marvel will not be at San Diego Comic-Con. And if you were at the last D23 Expo, you'll know that Marvel didn't get many announcements because they pretty much announced the full slate at Comic-Con because it was shortly beforehand. So I think, even if they do have a presence at Comic-Con, I think they are definitely looking to do more of their announcements at D23 Expo. So I think some of the things will get announced or will happen. I just don't know what day it will be. So simple ones. So we're almost definitely going to get trailers for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, because that comes out in November, and they've been doing trailers a little bit later. So that's my almost guarantee. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get the Black Panther trailer. Same thing, Secret Invasion is in post-production, and I don't think they've announced a date for that yet. So that one, I'm torn if it'll be Disney Plus Day or if they will do that during D23. But I mentioned I have some Thunderbolts theories, so I absolutely think we are going to get a lot of information about Thunderbolts in this, and I've kind of narrowed down some of what I think is going to happen. So it's being written by the same screenwriter who did Black Widow, so you can almost guarantee that Yelena and Taskmaster will be in it. Mm-hmm. I think that without us knowing, they have been dropping additional hints to who is going to be in this based on anybody you've seen Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character talk to in either the films or the series, because she's been making some appearances. I think if anybody you see her talking to is going to be in Thunderbolts, because you've also seen her like recruiting U.S. Agent.
Yep.
And U.S. Agent is part of Thunderbolts. Baron Zemo is the leader of the Thunderbolts in the comics, so you can almost guarantee he's going to be in it.
Look, I also more see Zemo, this. More Zemo.
Baron Zemo. Like, Baron, he's absolutely in this. But I also, he did not have as tight connections to Thunderbolts in the comics. There was some overlap, but I see this 100% being the way for them to bring Moon Knight into the films.
Ah, looky, looky. Okay, so do you think this is going to be a series or you think this is going to be a film?
It's a film. Fairly certain it's a film. So I, this is kind of how I see them, like I said, pulling Moon Knight out of his own series into the film. I know that the series was a little, not everybody, lots of opinions on the series, but I think the character is very interesting and this feels like the right fit for that character if they wanted to bring it, more into the MCU. So that's my maybe unlikely prediction, but I definitely see Moon Knight kind of working into Thunderbolts.
Listen, Moon Knight was weird, weird, weird. However, Oscar Isaac was flipping amazing in this show. So if you have any kind of love towards Oscar and you want to see some really just great performances, go ahead and take the time to watch Moon Knight. And also, hey, prepare yourself because they may show up later down the road, which, as we know, all things are connected in the Marvel Universe. So
yes. Well, and the way that series ended, they introduced a new character. Maybe it's not the way to see it. I'm not trying to spoil things if you haven't watched this yet, but they introduced an extension of Moon Knight that they have not explored yet. So I, this is where I feel good about this. This is my like putting pieces together prediction.
I love it. I love it. Let's see what happens.
Yes. Oh, and I have one small one. So there's been casting rumors. I just want this one to be true. I don't know if it's going to be or not. The last like 2 weeks, there have been casting rumors for Agatha House of Harkness, that Catherine O'Hara and Amy Poehler in theory have been cast for the show. I think Amy Poehler is the one that I've seen a little bit more. I just want this to be true so badly.
I am right co-signing with you on that, except of course, I love Catherine O'Hara. Yes. And that's who I'm like, yes, put her in there, please. That'd be amazing. Okay, so now let's move over to the Star Wars universe. And I just have one word for you, and that is Lando. Listen, they announced that there was a Lando coming, but what I want to see is some movement towards Lando actually happening. Picture this, if you will, that we are all in this room with these huge Star Wars nerds, and out on stage walks Billy Dee Williams and Donald Glover, and they start
talking. No Lionel Richie.
And so they start talking about the Lando series and how both of them are somehow like in it, which I don't know how that would work, but that's what I want, right? I want it all. I want both Landos in this, and I want it in this series, and I want to hear that it's happening, and I want some dates. I want some information. I don't know if we're going to get that. I feel like we're not going to get that. I feel like they've gone very quiet on a lot of the things that they announced with Star Wars. But that's my number one thing. And then my number two thing while we're on the subject of Star Wars, I want Solo 2 to happen. Listen, if you skipped this one or if you thought you listened to the haters and you said it wasn't worth, watching or whatever, Solo was really fun. It's not the greatest movie. I'm not putting it up on that pedestal, but I really appreciated it and I really loved it. And I love this idea of having a Solo 2 and having Bryce Dallas Howard co-direct with Ron Howard. Like, that would make me so happy. I don't know if they would like it, but I would like it. I think it would be so neat to see the two of them together work together.
No, I would love to see that too. I think that's I am hopeful for that.
I want them to make something that gets me back.
I hear you.
They've lost me.
And that's what I want from Lando. That's what my hope. Lando, you're my only hope, right? I want Lando. And Solo was the other one that I was kind of attached to. So I would like both of those to come back.
It just, I'm like, I wasn't a huge fan of Solo, although like you said it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch Solo again today and like give it another shot. But they really lost me after that last movie. I want more. Like, I want you to bring me back to Rogue One.
Yeah, that one was so good.
Well, if you like Rogue One, I mean, we do have Andor coming. So, and that's true. Obviously going to tie into that. So hopefully when Andor comes out, I think you'll get some of that. I think one of the easy guesses for this panel, for the Lucasfilm side of it, all the clips that they showed at Star Wars Celebration, I think they will reshare. There's going to be some overlap of people who were there. But so, like, I think they're going to share, like, Mandalorian Season 3. I think we'll see a little bit more from Ahsoka. My long shot is we maybe will get the casting announcement for Ezra for Ahsoka. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm a huge – Star Wars Rebels is probably my favorite thing to come out of the Star Wars universe. So, and I am so excited about just the thought of, like, the continuation of Rebels in a live-action thing. Like, they're continuing those stories. I'm so excited for that. One of my possibly long-shot predictions, but I'll say mid-shot predictions. They've already announced that Mando and Grogu will be appearing later this year in Batuu in over at Disneyland. There's been no mentions on any of these characters over in Florida, so I don't know if they'll get that announcement. But there was also a rumor going out that on a Prestige series, there's going to be some kind of appearance that makes Disney Parks fans really happy. So I think we'll see a clip of Mando and Grogu visiting Batuu. I think we'll see that.
That would be wild, and that would be smart of Disney, because Galaxy's Edge we need to tie it in. And I don't know if that was always the plan or not, but Grogu and Mando would definitely be your power couple to make Galaxy's Edge a thing again. So,
and I don't think it was the plan, because I feel like their whole approach was they wanted to live independent.
Yep,
but
I think
there's
so
been
too.
Some criticism of that, of not seeing more of these characters in there, and because they've announced that, you know, Boba Fett and Bennett, like, they've announced all these characters are going to be at least over in Disneyland visiting Batuu. I kind of see that we'll see Mando and Grogu in there and just make my heart happy.
Now, to throw it back to that, to Solo, Solo did mention the Black Spire's outpost at one point. And so, listen, we all remember that. We're going to throw that out there and let's connect the dots, but let's make Solo 2 happen and set it maybe at Black Spire Outpost, right?
I would be happy with that. Like I said, I really liked Solo. I don't think it deserved all the criticism.
It did not.
I would love that. I think another, I'm predicting this. Obviously, the Obi-Wan series has not completed at the time we're recording this. So this character may not be around, but I think we'll see Reva in Andor, because Andor takes place like slightly after this, before the next set. I think we'll see Reva in Andor. I think it kind of makes sense for her to, if her character continues, I kind of see that being one of the links between those two series.
Yep, I can see that too. Cool.
I think my other big prediction is that we'll get the director announcement for the Kevin Feige produced Star Wars movie. So Jane, you're saying you need something to get you back in. I was like, well, Feige's producing a movie.
It's Kevin Feige.
Yeah. So I think they, there was an interview a couple months ago that Kathleen Kennedy did with Vanity Fair, alluding to that she was hoping to make an announcement about that director, like, in a few months. And it did not happen at Star Wars Celebration. So if they're doing a large Lucasfilm panel, I think that we have a good chance of getting that director announcement. And also my other thing that I think we'll see, because Lucasfilm is not just Star Wars, it's also Indiana Jones. And there is an Indiana Jones movie coming out next year. So I would not be surprised to see something Indiana Jones. And also, as I'm saying this, circle back to Disney Legends. So Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are both Disney Legends.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Harrison Ford is not.
Yeah.
So he was the other one I went looking for. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
And he is falls into that now. So I think there's a chance this is connecting it all together, especially if they have Harrison Ford there to do anything tied to Star Wars or do anything tied to Indy. If he's already going to be there, I think there's a chance that he is also on the Disney legend list.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I agree with you on that, too. I mean, that's kind of like what they did with Robert Downey Jr. that year and Johnny Depp. The year that he was inducted, he also came out on stage talking about one of the whichever Pirates of the Caribbean it was that year. But he came out dressed as full Jack Sparrow, did a whole shtick. I mean, it was amazeballs. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. That's a good one. And that's definitely, I mean, not as good as the Kardashians, but I guess. I'm just kidding, people. Well, don't turn off the podcast. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I was just going to say, side note, maybe not for this panel, but for the day before the live panel, if they wanted to announce another Pirates and bring out Johnny Depp, I'd be okay.
Yeah, we'll see. That could be something that they actually mention because there has been talks. I mean, I've seen the rumors. So after now that the court thing has happened, we'll just have to see how that turns out. But all right. So is that everything for Lucas and Star Wars?
Yes.
Or Lucas and Marvel. Lucas and Marvel. Okay. All right. So then we're going to skip ahead because I think for essence of time, we're going to jump to parks because we know we want to talk a lot about the parks. So the parks panel, there is another panel in the afternoon on Saturday, and that's the Disney branded television. These are like all the series that you grew up and loved with, you know, Doc McStuffins, Owl House, High School Musical, Descendants, you know, that sort of thing. I personally don't have a lot of predictions for that one. And I think we should save that for the end in case we run out of time. So we're going to skip forward to Sunday morning because this is the big panel that I think most people hear listening and also between the three of us. This is one of the biggest panels that we have some stake in and that we have some interest in. We are talking about the Disney Parks Experiences and Products panel, which is happening at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday, September 11th. This is a complete couple of hours filling you up with everything that's coming and going and changing at the parks. And that's all the parks. You know, in the past, like Disney Shanghai had a huge panel discussion 1 year when it was being built. So we'll see what all is in store for the discussion there. My predictions are all over the place with this one. There's all, you know, I think even the like the ships, the cruise line
cruises
is going to be covered in this panel as well. But just some of the things that I'm just going to rattle off real quick. And if anybody wants to discuss it more, we can. But my things that I think we might or what I hope we hear about, I hope we hear for sure confirmed and some details as to what it might look like is that Disneyland gets its Tomorrowland overhaul. Mm-hmm. I want the People Mover to please come back. Like that.
You don't want rocket rods? I want to ride a rocket rod. But I terrible things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but at the same time, I honestly just picture this. My happy place is Disneyland as it is. But if you were to, even if you had to like gut and change completely, which is what I understand is that structurally, like they would have to do some massive changes over there. But if we're going to do it, let's do it right. And let's get back that People Mover. I would be the happiest person in the most happiest place on earth. If I can ride the People Mover through Disneyland as, you know, was Walt once intended, right? So that would make me very happy. I think we're going to also hear of some Encanto presence at Magic Kingdom I'm assuming Magic Kingdom, but.
Ooh, I have a different. Okay.
Well, I mean, it could be Epcot. The obvious is Epcot, right?
I'm not. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're taking it to Animal Kingdom.
I am taking it to Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Then that was actually my question here because I figure we're not going to get it at Epcot. I don't know if Columbia is ready to put in a whole pavilion.
Pavilion.
And obviously it's not Mexican, folks. Anybody that keeps saying Encanto should be in the Mexico pavilion. No. So
I have two reasons for thinking strongly Animal Kingdom.
Okay. So
number one is if you look at, there is a tree with animals that in the movie Encanto, that the tree itself looks very similar to the Tree of Life.
Yeah.
Like if you look at it visually, they look very similar, but that's actually not where I think it's going. I know we have a fan of the podcast who has mentioned that Dinosaur is her favorite attraction, and I am so sorry, but I think Dinoland is going to make way for South America / Encanto.
Interesting.
I don't know if people think that area is earmarked for Zootopia, which again, I can see it, but I'm going Encanto / South America.
I had Zootopia on my list that Animal Kingdom is up next as far as like getting a new ride. Yes. So High School Hollywood Studios got Mickey and Minnie, Epcot got Guardians and Ratatouille. Magic Kingdom is getting Tron. So Animal Kingdom should be up next with a new ride. I was thinking Zootopia, but I guess it could also be an Encanto attraction. I wasn't thinking get rid of Dinosaur. I was thinking it's either Zootopia or Encanto. Now that you've said this about Animal Kingdom, I'm like, oh, that could fit there too. That it takes over where like Primeval Wheel was, that whole like
the whole Dino Land.
They keep the dinosaur ride. I think the dinosaur ride stays.
I think it's great. I just think if they're redoing that area, I don't see how you only have Dinosaur over there. And I could be wrong, but I have trouble thinking if you're redoing that whole area. I think the ride itself, I think the ride building stays there and the ride structure stays there. I think it's just going to be a retheming.
Yeah, I think you could keep the dinosaurs and you can also keep Dino Land, the you know, where the kids dig in the sand, that little like little section separate, and then when we got to the point where we can see like the back of Batuu exposed, and you can see Batuu from Toy Story Land, like all of that, like I don't think they care anymore. I think they've given up the idea of how everything has to be seamlessly like flowing from one to the next and whatever. I honestly just think they're gonna stick something over there, to be honest. Right or wrong, that's a possibility. But anyway, Shane, what do you think? What predictions do you have for parks?
Well, the first one that I had was definitely that we are going to get an update on the Dinoland transformation, whatever that's going to be. So that could tie in there. I do agree that this is going to be, I think, a little bit light on Disney World just because we're coming out of the 50th. But I do think that we're going to get some updates, particularly I am hoping about nighttime spectaculars, what will happen with Enchantment once the 50th celebration is over, because that has always been considered a limited time 50th thing. So will we get Happily Ever After back? Will we get Wishes 2.0? I don't know. But also I am very much hoping for, as I complain about almost on the daily, a nighttime parade.
Yes, I feel pretty good about nighttime parade, whether it's one that we've seen before or something.
I don't care. Like, I don't care if you give me one person in a light up bug suit running down Main Street with something like a boombox. Like, I just want something to sit on the curb and watch at 11 p.m.
At 11 p.m.
I agree with you. I nighttime parade is one of my predictions. Staying over in Walt Disney World or even just staying in Magic Kingdom. We're going to get the Tron opening date if we haven't yet. Also, the date of the train returning. I think those are two of like the big dates that we'll hear. And then the other one, both Florida and Disneyland, that we know is happening but we haven't heard much about, is the Tiana Splash Mountain refurb. I think we'll probably get some more info on that. So I have other Florida and Disneyland predictions, but if we're staying like in the Magic Kingdom area, that's what I feel for Magic Kingdom. We'll see.
And listen, so, Magic Kingdom, I need you to put that beignet stand, announce it that it's coming with the Princess and the Frog. We've already got beignets over and in French Quarter in Disneyland, but I need this also at Magic Kingdom, and I need it to be specific to.
They could do like the Western Outpost, like that little cart that's right next to it. Yes. Right there.
So I do also want to add that this could tie into the Tomorrowland refurb out in Disneyland, but potentially also here as well in Disney World. There's rumors of a Lightyear update for the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. I'm hoping that we'll hear a little bit more about that, if that's going to come to fruition. Yeah.
So something else that came out recently is the Rock and Roller Coaster in Paris got rethemed to an Avengers-type coaster. I know we can't do Avengers in the same way over here, but I'm wondering if Aerosmith might finally be on its way out now that we have seen what they can do, you know, over in Paris. If somebody's already like, okay, let's do, I don't even know what they would do, but let's do whatever here, but tie it to a movie of some sort would be my guess. I they can't do Avengers in the same way, but maybe they could do something similar.
I don't necessarily think that they would do even Marvel again, now that, especially since we have Cosmic Rewind as like the big roller coaster here. But I wonder if they would ever consider doing, I was going to say a Star Wars one, but they wouldn't do that in studios where it's located.
Too far away.
It's already split. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But maybe they can take that and turn that into like the Wreck-It Ralph coaster that they had talked about for a while, that was rumored for a long time. Like, or I'm sure they have some cool ideas.
To me, the roller coaster that's been rumored for a very long time was Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. That's what I was thinking, yeah, too. But Monsters, Inc. was rumored over in Disneyland. So,
but also, it was rumored in part of Hollywood Studios
an additional one?
Over by Toy Story Midway Mania before they did all of that. I think it was supposed to go over there. So it's been out for a while. I could kind of see that, but I agree. I think that a new overlay is coming for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. I absolutely love Aerosmith, and I love the music on the ride. Like, I'm not over here screaming, like, it's due, it needs to be changed. However, I'm just thinking progressively from a Disney Parks perspective that, Tyler's like, what, 80 years old at this point? So little kids have zero connection to who, Aerosmith is, very little connection to who these folks are. And they are not even hearing this music or even this kind of music anymore on the radio, except for on the quote unquote oldie station.
Patty, I have an idea for you.
Oh, tell me.
What if the new theme is High School Musical?
Oh, stop it.
And they do different songs.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, make it happen, Josh, tomorrow. Make it happen. Oh, my gosh.
And that's how you get your Zach and Vanessa to be Disney legends.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but how fun would that be? But, honestly, they'd probably have Olivia Rodrigo singing everything. You know what I mean? But wow. Now that's a thought. I had not thought of that, Teresa.
Now Patty has a new campaign. She's going for
it. She absolutely does.
Bring the potatoes back and bring me a High School Musical, the musical, the series, roller coaster.
The roller coaster.
Oh my gosh, that's the perfect name too.
I know. And that's what they're going to position it as. Like, high school is such a roller coaster. Hey, and this is the ride you take.
Listen, we've got that all storyboarded out for you, Disney. So let's make this happen. Oh, Teresa, you're a genius. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, guys, we're getting ready to go to the musical, and we have to go fast. We have to run outside. Let's go get in this limo.
That's right. You don't even have to change it. They still got to drive a car to get there, right?
Make it a super stretch.
As long as they keep Ken Marino. Ken Marino has to reprise his role. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay, now that's a deep cut Disney legend that we could go for there. But yeah, no. Oh, well, you said Ken Marino, and of course I went to Veronica Mars, which of course meant,
yes,
when is Kristen Bell going to be a Disney legend? Anyway, see, there's so many Disney legends that we can come up with. All right. So what else in parks? Anything else that you guys want to throw out?
So I have two things. One, I would just like, and this might, it might be nothing, but it might be something great. Who knows? Over by the Grand Floridian, they had filed some paperwork to like do some construction and make some updates and whatever. And there's no real updates of what that is, but the rumor is potentially a new hotel. So if it is a new hotel, please tell us, because I love hotels. And the other thing that I really, really would like for them to tell us, but it's another thing I've made up in my head. I would like a Marvel immersive hotel that is like the Star Cruiser. But I also think that if they did it and they're going to try it, it's not going to be in the US.
Yes. So I agree with you on those things as well. Yeah, I think that they could do it over at Disneyland, obviously not Disney World. But my question to doing it at Disneyland is like, where?
Where?
Well,
I mean, it's only a shipping container, so like you just plop it right in the back there.
And I mean, if you're paying attention, I mean, Disneyland Forward is a thing, and there have been permits filed related to Disneyland Forward. So I do think that there's room for expansion, okay, or they are planning out, yeah, like, look, Google Disneyland Forward. And yeah, it's like, there's like an official website about it talking about all of the things that they would like to do. And so much of its proposals, don't read it thinking through that this is like actual announcements, but it's what they would like to try and move towards or have people thinking about. So I agree with you that I think an Avengers version of that makes sense. I also think we haven't really talked about international announcements, so it wouldn't surprise me if it is something, yeah, that goes into one of the international parks. But I do think we'll get some more information about Disneyland Forward. I kind of work in the Tomorrowland overhaul to that. I have on my list Avengers Campus expansion. And I think because Avengers Campus is right there, I think that expansion could easily, if you think of the way that, you know, start with like the Star Wars and the Halcyon, it goes into Batuu. So I kind of see that, because like, I think a park that has Avengers Campus is going to be the one that gets this like immersive resort experience.
Mm-hmm. And I think for the US, it makes sense to put it, obviously Avengers Campus is in Disneyland,
yes,
but it means that even though both parks have Galaxy's Edge, we're the ones out here in Disney World with Star Cruiser, and then they're the ones that get the other immersive, mm-hmm, experience out in Disneyland. So yeah, that's definitely my dream there.
Yes. I'll say my other big Disneyland prediction. We talked about this on a recent episode about how DCA, Disney California Adventure, is going through a little bit of an identity crisis at the moment because a lot
of
things...
You leave her alone.
No, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, because they've been transitioning a lot of things, a lot of plans that were kind of California focused have been changed into other things. So you saw it with Paradise Pier going into Pixar Pier. I know Bugs Land was not California specifically, but you know, that becoming Avengers Campus. My like big prediction for Disneyland is that DCA will become Disney's Hollywood Adventure.
That could be. I could see that happening.
I think it's getting renamed. Like I say Hollywood Studios has also been rumored for a long time to get renamed, but I think the direction they've moved in, where it's both of those parks are now continuing to be like experience the movies or like walk through the areas that you've seen. I kind of think that Disney's Hollywood Studios, I think, because Hollywood Adventure was like a rumored name that Hollywood Studios might get changed to, but I think they're going to switch it. I think California Adventure will become Hollywood Adventure.
Listen, I'm down for that. I loved the whole idea of Hollywood Studios back in the day. Like how you love Epcot so much, I loved like what the original Hollywood Studios was, where it was a working studio and you could go on the backlot tour and you got to see some of those props and stuff and movie making as it happened and, you know, the stunts, spectacular stuff. And I loved all of that stuff. So leaning into something, you know, about making the movies and how the movies have now, like it or not, become so much more part of the parks than there used to be original items just for the parks. Now we have either those items have been turned into movies or the movie stuff is, you know, taking over the parks. So yeah, I could go down with a name change for either park, like for Hollywood Studios, if they change it to something, cause they were at some point thinking of that. I remember that. But I also wouldn't mind seeing Disney California Adventure getting changed as well. Cause I agree with you, like the name doesn't fit with what's happening there anymore. So let's plus it, let's change it up.
In addition, I'd also like to see the announcements of the on-sale date for the villas at Disneyland Hotel. I know they're definitely mid-construction, and mm-hmm, I check on that almost daily for personal reasons. But I'd also like to see...
That's DVC, if anybody's a little lost as to what she's talking about. So DVC is... They're doing some additional DVC over at the Disneyland Hotel, which... As Jane is, you know, letting you know, she will be purchasing immediately.
Immediately. Like as soon as the announcement is made. And I'd just like to see what the future of DVC is, especially since they have, I know they've announced the new Polynesian wing, but they seem to have shelved Reflections during COVID. So I'm curious, like, what does that mean? Does that ever come back, or do we just move on to new projects?
I think, well, just looking at some of like the artwork and the designs, it seems like a lot of the Reflections influence is going into
the poly.
Yeah, that's what it seems like just looking at it. But it's really interesting because you figure the last big Disney Parks presentation at D23 Expo, a lot of stuff got announced and then COVID happened. So I think it's going to be, you know, not necessarily walking back on some of those things, but I think we'll maybe see what they are turning into instead. And this is why I'm also going to say a lot of stuff gets announced at these panels, doesn't always end up happening. So it's, you can get excited about things, but it may or may not come into fruition.
For sure.
But so I as we were talking about this, it just occurred to me because you talked about DVC. I think if we haven't heard anything about annual pass sales, we'll get an update on that because you cannot buy an annual pass.
I don't know. I kind of feel like that's a potential for this to riot. So,
I think they'll announce them coming back. Like, I think they'll announce sales resuming. Because I know a lot of people were like, you know, they stopped selling all of them over at Disneyland. And I was like, well, that's because it's summer and the passes that they had available are blocked out for summer. So I think there will be some kind of, I wouldn't be surprised, but you're right, like it could be contentious specifically because this is taking place in California where it's a little bit more, a little more lawsuity.
Correct. And so I kind of, if it was me, even if we had a new program or whatever coming out, I don't know that I'd be announcing it at this thing unless we had tested it and run it through the ringer and we knew it was going to be 100% positively viewed.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of problems with whatever the Magic Key situation was over at Disneyland that they're taking the summer to like pause and to reflect on that and to change it up. Unfortunately, I think that what that's going to ultimately, as all things do when you talk Disney, is going to result in higher levels of pricing for the Magic Keys. Because I think that that's always continued to be one of the problems between annual passes and Magic Keys as so many Southern California folks in particular, like they need their annual passes. And Disney was trying to say, not so many of you here all at the same time. We're going to space this out with reservations and with, you know, limiting and whatever. And I don't think it's worked out how they wanted. And so I just feel like if they come back, they're also going to come back with a substantial increase in the price tag.
I agree.
So that's just one thing to like, so which is also why I don't think that's going to go over well, like in this setting. So if they say,
If they announced it, they'd be like, and it's coming back. And that's all they're going to say.
That's literally, like, that's what I was going to say.
That's what I'm saying. They will not give you details about it.
That's exactly
what's coming back. Bye.
I can completely see Josh standing up there and saying, and I have some great news. Annual passes are coming back on sale soon. Be watching for all of that information on Disney Parks blog. Bye.
Thanks for joining.
Can you imagine though? I want to get into like my one other set of predictions after this. Can you imagine if in that room they announced the park hopping time restriction going away?
Oh, I think people would lose their minds. They'd be standing on the stairs. Hey, and listen, if Josh DeMaro shows up in a blue sweater and says it, I'm done. I'm just saying like that would, Disney, let's make that happen. Okay. All right. So that's the parts.
This episode is 23 predictions for D23 Expo and who should wear what.
Yes. Listen.
All right. But I want to, my last Disney Parks prediction, because you know I'm going to talk about this park. I haven't mentioned her yet. She deserves some attention. About 3 weeks after D23 Expo is Epcot 40. I think we will get some kind of announcements as to what Epcot 40 is going to look like if they haven't yet. I think there's – like Epcot obviously had so many announcements last time and they've kind of done some updates about what will and will not be going into the current, you know, current reimagining of Epcot. But because it's Epcot 40 coming up, because it's been rumored for so long – you know, Journey into Imagination is long, long overdue for some changes. I think we will get a Dreamfinder return announcement. I think that's like, in, just because of Epcot 40, I think there's a good chance Dreamfinder comes out, or whether it's going to be like, even if it's an Inside Out overlay kind of coming to it, which again, I think makes sense. I'm not mad about that. So listen to me talking about Disney characters coming into Epcot. I would not be mad about Inside Out, but like, I would be not be surprised if we get like a Dreamfinder coming back announcement. I do think Mexico Pavilion is, they kind of showed when they initially had the Epcot experience, you could see a big guitar kind of leaning up on the Mexico Pavilion, which clearly was indicating Coco has kind of been thought of as being what would make sense to go there. They've added some of it into like the lobby area. So possibly Coco for the Mexico Pavilion, but also long rumored, which may have changed obviously because of just global financial situations. The Brazil Pavilion for World Showcase. We all kind of thought it was going to get announced at the last D23 Expo. A new country has not come into World Showcase. I think it was Norway in 88. So I think World Showcase is also long overdue for a new pavilion back there. And Brazil's been the one it's been rumored to be. So I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't know. Because I think Epcot is, they have to continue the existing projects before they really announce a lot of new stuff. So that's like my long shot, but it's been long rumored.
I don't know. I don't see a new pavilion coming anytime soon. I feel like that place is such a mess right now. They just need to figure out and finish up everything that they've got going. So I think that even if they're saying in 5 years, we're going to open the Brazilian Pavilion, I don't think they'll announce it yet.
No, like I said, I think at most we will get overlays. We might get a better look at the Moana experience that's coming. So I think we'll possibly get some updates on the already announced projects or overlays for existing attractions. But Dreamfinder returning is just that's my like, please Disney, give this back to me, bring back the rainbow tunnel, bring back some of these things. And then Patty and I, we also made a prediction. We both had this similar prediction, because usually at a lot of these panels, people will get items or get like its posters for the Disney Parks panel. I was there the year that Fantasmic was coming back, or it was like the new version of Fantasmic. So we got to go to the park and watch it. Patty and I both had the same prediction for what we think the Disney Parks panel will give to attendees this year.
What is it?
so we think that because we know it's coming out, and we know it's coming out soon for both coasts, everybody who attends the panel will probably get the Magic Band Plus.
I definitely think that's a good possibility. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's too expensive an item for them to be giving out. But I also think that they like have the opportunity to really make some guest dreams come true by giving away something like that. So we'll see. But yeah, that was my thought, was that there will be something on the expo floor that's going to allow you, when you get your Magic Band, that you can go over and play with on the expo floor. Maybe those golden statues or something along those lines, like show up all around the expo floor that you can take your newly acquired Magic Plus Band and go have some fun with. So yeah, I could see that being really explored at D23 Expo as well. Brandon, so back to real quick, let's just touch on this. Does anybody have anything that they are expecting to hear from at the Disney branded television, the Disney TV shows, not Disney Plus, but Disney Channel, that sort of thing. Anything that you are expecting to see come there? I really didn't have a list, so I didn't have anything really to say much about that.
I have quick things. And so they did actually say Disney Plus will have a presence at this, because the ones that they have announced was that looks at the new Disney Plus original series, National Treasure, American Born Chinese, and the Santa Claus series.
Right.
So we do know that it's not going to be Disney Plus will be a part of their, you know, Hulu. There's going to be some Hulu announcements. I don't have any strong thoughts. My hope is that we'll get announcements of some of the Disney Plus shows I really liked. So Prop Culture, the Disney's Animal Kingdom series that they did. Behind the Attraction was not my favorite series, but I thought it was good, and I would just love to see more from that. They'd also announced an Ink and Paint docuseries years ago that there's been no update on. But the other one that I'm most hopeful we hear about is the the whole series, universe, whatever they're calling it, for Society of Adventurers and Explorers, aka, The one I'm really hoping we hear about is the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, so CSEA, that kind of has its presence throughout all of the Disney parks. They've told us that they are planning some series, maybe movies, like there's a whole universe, so the SEACU is what I'm calling it. I'm hoping we kind of get some of that, just something about what that looks like, because they've kind of teased it for a while. That's what I'm most excited about in terms of Disney Plus, or some of that additional content coming out. So again, whether it's Disney Plus Day or Disney branded television panel, I hope we hear more about what that is.
Got it. Okay. And then they're wrapping the whole thing up on Sunday afternoon. There's going to be a Disney concert. It's going to have Disney princesses singing. This, I've actually went to two of the Sunday afternoon panels where they did musical stuff. And the two that I went to were very sparsely attended in comparison, but they were amazing. I mean, I got to sing along with Josh Gad and Kristen Bell with the Frozen crew. So that was really great. And then the other one that I went to had Alan Menken singing at a piano. You can't get any better than that. So you know that this is going to be an amazing experience, and it's a great way to like wrap up your D23 Expo experience with this concert. And that is happening Sunday evening. Now, for anyone that's not going to any of this D23 Expo this year, we will have a ton of content for you. We will, of course, be doing updates. My hope is that the three of us can get together at the end of each day and do a quick little 15-20 minute rundown of some of the stuff that we saw, so that we can update you guys in real time on the podcast. That's what I did last year on No Guilt Fangirl. If you guys want to go back and listen to D23 Expo experiences there, it's all still on that podcast. I have not done anything recently on that podcast, but the podcast exists and you can go back to all the backlog if you want to find some D23 Expo experiences that we discussed a couple of years ago now. So that's my idea, or that's my hope, is that the three of us will be able to get together and just do quick updates or however, based on which panels we went to. These are just the big panels. There's going to be a lot of breakouts and a lot of smaller panels. In the past, like I went to a High School Musical, the musical, the series panel. Absolutely loved it. There was an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel. There's always a lot of different panels. I know Teresa's also got to some specific Imagineering type panels, that sort of thing. So there's that to look forward to. There's going to be all kinds of experiences on the expo floor that we can talk about and that we can tell you guys about for those that are following along at home. So there's a lot of D23 coming your way, and we are excited about it. Again, this doesn't go down until September 9th, but you know we're going to be talking about it up until then. So, all right. Anything else, ladies, about D23 predictions? I know we hit well more than 23. I did not count them. If anybody did count them and we came in under 23, let me know and we'll like throw in some more in the Facebook group. But I am positive that we hit 23. Did anybody count? Okay, that's what I thought.
I did make sure my list was at 15 because I was like, I have a lot to say. I grouped, you know, four things together. So I'm like, I grouped them together so we can condense them, sort of. We'll figure it out. 20-ish. 23-ish.
That's what we promised. That's what we said. So there you go.
So if you have anything that you specifically want to ask about with D23 or let us know what you want to hear while we're out there, you can send us an email at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com, or you can join us in our Facebook group, No Guilt Disney on Facebook.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl blue sweaters at D23 Expo alone. Hashtag all the blue sweaters. Listen. Bye, y'all.